flu is not a bad cold. Flu is very debilitating. Flu has complications, particularly if you have an underlying health condition, if you're asthmatic or you have other conditions that would make a seasonal flu a really bad deal for you.
And what we're talking about here, there are groups of people out there, they are extremely vulnerable. This is something that could seriously affect their health.
Absolutely, very much so. And if you have an underlying condition or you think that you qualify for the seasonal flu, you must go to your GP and your GP will tell you whether you need it or not. Pregnant women, it is absolutely essential that you come forward for the seasonal flu, whether you're healthy or you have an underlying condition. And at the moment in Hertfordshire, unfortunately, we've only got 24% came forward last year to have it.
And how does that compare on the figure that you're being told you need to hit? How does that compare?
We need to hit 70% this year. Last year we needed to hit 60%, so we came nowhere near to that target. But take away the target, we should be aiming for 100% of pregnant women protected, 100% of people with underlying conditions, and that includes babies from as young as 6 months to people under 64. Who have underlying conditions. Yes, we also have to vaccinate over 65s, who are elderly population, but that we do not have as much a problem at bringing people of that age into the surgeries as we have people with underlying conditions, individuals with underlying conditions.
You've mentioned the elderly, and actually what we didn't mention, which surprises me, is there's a figure that NHS Hertfordshire can be very proud about.
Yes, the target is 75%. We've hit more than that. So that is not our concern. Our concern is individuals with underlying conditions, and that's all age groups. But looking at Hertfordshire data, I am also particularly concerned with children, because we also have a very low uptake for the under 16s and a low uptake from 6 months to 2 years. So please, parents, also look at your children, and they need the seasonal flu vaccination.
So these people that you've highlighted as needing to come forward, that's to safeguard the community as a whole. Can you describe for me the picture that we would see if people weren't coming forward? How does that affect the community as a whole?
Well, you're obviously, if flu is circulating, you're going to get more people who are going to be catching the flu, and it's leaving those vulnerable groups again susceptible to flu, because healthy people are going to start getting flu, and then they're going to be passing that on to people who have got, as I said, underlying conditions. And the complications again is pneumonia, bronchitis, respiratory conditions, upper respiratory, and that's particularly for pregnant women, and ultimately people die. And people definitely die. They die every year of seasonal flu. And it's usually people who've got underlying conditions, unfortunately, are the ones that do die.